have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hello. Oh, good evening. Good evening, everybody. It is Thursday. And we are thankful. Thankful to God because God gave us another opportunity to lift up his name, to glorify him, to be a blessing and, of course, to receive his awesome blessings. Well, this is the place of positive vision, positive voice, and positive eyes. I'm your host of the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. And it is my pleasure to share on this fine Lord's Day. Well, everybody, it is another day's journey. So come on, let's be glad about it. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad herein. Come on, why not? Open your mouth and say something. Open your mouth and say something good that the Lord has done for you. Open your mouth and say hallelujah, give him the highest praise. Open your mouth and testify that God has been good to you. Amen. Well, again, I'm Loretta Petite. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we come now to thank you for your goodness and your kindness and mercy, for your love. God, we thank you for this blessed opportunity to share in the ears of your people. I pray that whatever I open my mouth to say will be a blessing in some way to someone who is tuned in. And, of course, we want to give a shout out and, of course, an uplift in prayer to and for our awesome producer, Miss Kimmy Kim. And I pray, oh God, that you continue to bless her, the fruit of her labor, the works of her hands. And dear God, we thank you, too, for all of the persons who are part of the Elation family. We thank you, Lord. You've been good. You've been kind. You've been even better to us than we deserve. So thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen and thank God. Well, once again, the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life. From Ministry to Marketplace, my voice is a little shot, and I don't like that to happen at all. Dealing with the kids and trying to speak above 30-plus children is not an easy task at all. And I know my voice takes a little hit, and I don't like that at all. That's major for me because I am a voiceover artist, and I work with my voice. I don't need to be raising my voice to kids, and I'm not necessarily fussing or reprimanding except to say you're too loud. And in order to say that, I've got to get above them so they can hear me. And that is like too much, right? So anyway, today is somebody's birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday to you. And if you're celebrating an anniversary, I want to say happy anniversary to you. Whatever kind you are celebrating, happy anniversary to you. Today is September 21st, and today is National New York Day, whatever that means to them. But the National Pecan Cookie Day, oh my goodness, that can mean something to all of us. I've never tried a pecan cookie, I don't think. Maybe I have, not sure. But that's what today is, National Pecan Cookie Day. And so you can be ready ahead of time. Let me tell you what tomorrow is. On the 22nd, tomorrow, first of all, is something I really should observe myself in the classroom, National States and Capitals Day. Yeah, I need to observe that. But tomorrow is National Girls Night, National Girls Night, okay? And it's also National Brave Day. Are you brave? Well, let us celebrate you tomorrow, National Brave Day. National White Chocolate Day. National Ice Cream Cone Day, yes, indeed. And even National Elephant Appreciation Day, wow. Dear Diary Day, Car Free Day, all of that celebrated on tomorrow. And here's the biggest one, American Business Women's Day. All right, my women in business, sister girls, congrats. Tomorrow is your celebratory day. So, honey, get out and celebrate good times. Come on. All right, so today we want to talk from the topic of, you know, getting your children straight, man, getting their minds right. I didn't want to deal with this topic before I was in it. Why is that? Well, let me tell you about it. Because I never knew the condition of our kids. I never knew what this generation was biting off, chewing on, living under, expressing. I never knew where they were. But now that I have an idea from two separate learning institutions, I have a good understanding of where they are. And needless to say, I feel ashamed. I truly do. I feel ashamed. I really, really do. And what people don't realize, minding their business has now become our business as a whole. What does that mean exactly? Let me put it to you this way. The way a person raised their child, many times they don't want you to tell them anything. Don't tell me how to raise my child. Don't tell me how to reprimand my child. Don't tell me how to punish my child. But you see, now because they have not been taking care of business, they have not been reprimanding their children, they have not been raising their children well, they have not been raising them up in the admonition of the Lord, now it's everybody's problem. Because their children have gotten older, they don't listen to anyone. Parents sometimes are afraid of their kids that they brought into the world, that they nurtured and fed and diapered, that they brought to the doctor's appointments, that they set up in the middle of the night when their child was sick. These same children have grown up, and now parents are afraid of their own children. So if the child is having his way at home, the child builds the muscle there. Anything we can get away with, we build the muscle there. So they built the muscle. I can get away with this at home. All I got to do is just shoot off a cute little explanation, and I get away with it. So that muscle they brought now into the world, they brought now into the classroom, and even if they got older, they brought into the workforce. And so we're finding out that kids, they may be top-heavy technologically, but as it relates to compassion, what is that? You know, as it relates to empathy, what is that? Yeah, we are finding our kids are hollow. Our kids, the only thing they have filling them up many times is a lot of anger, a lot of lies, deceit, how they can get over on somebody else, fighting. That is a shame. It makes me feel ashamed to say here in America, the land of the free and the brave, we never took time to really raise some of our children. So I deal with that firsthand. And as I looked at that, even on today, I said, I did not sign up to be a babysitter. I signed up to teach young minds who wanted to go somewhere, not to be a babysitter. Fortunately, in many of our institutions, we find that we are babysitters. We're babysitters. You know, we have children who really don't want to learn, and they will pull every trick out of the box to try and distract the teacher, to get the teacher off point, to get the teacher off course, so they won't have to be challenged with learning anything. And that breaks my heart. They just really don't want to learn. Every child in America, absolutely not. But I'm talking about too many of them. They just don't want to learn. So they have all kinds of weapons in their arsenal, if you will, to distract the teacher, to distract the class, to mess up, to stop the process. It's ridiculous. So how do you deal with that? You know, from a parent's point of view, from a teacher's point of view, I say to them this, if you won't let me correct you, and you don't listen to your parents, trust me, the police will correct you. Now, you can decide which you want. Because you can tell me, no, I don't want to do that. I don't feel like doing that. But should you not get the stuff I'm giving you, and you go and try and just do anything you want to do with that built-up I can do anything muscle in the street, and your butt gets caught, and you say, I don't want that cell, you think they care? I don't want the handcuffs on me, you think they care? So parents, really, I need to just pass this information along because some parents need to step up. The children that's in the classroom today is not the children of yesterday. They're not. They're not even near it. Back at, you know, the kids of yesterday, we had to say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. Somebody came along and said, oh, that's stupid. I'm not going to make my kids do that. Oh, that's stupid. I'm not going to have my kids do that. That was just the beginning of the end. Because Teaching your child respect, to respect an older person, is teaching them some wisdom. Do they have to say yes, ma'am, yes, sir? They don't have to say it, but what it does, it puts them in the right frame of mind to be able to keep respect before them. That's what it's about. It keeps them, keep respect before them. However, taking that away and telling your child, you just called Mr. Henry Henry. You just called Miss Sally Sally. Now they think that, you know, that they can stand eye to eye and toe to toe with you. And I'm the wrong one because I'm going to put them in their place. Because I was put in my place. Not that I had an issue with it. I didn't. But I was taught to address Mr. Henry as Mr. Henry. You address Miss Sally as Miss Sally. She's never going to be your equal. Never. Even when you get older, she's going to be older too. So you need to learn respect. But today, I had a little boy to tell me today, why are you against cursing, Miss Petite? I personally don't see nothing wrong with it. I said, because you personally are operating in immaturity with the seventh grade brain. You will find out in this life you can get more with honey than with vinegar. So if you're going for somewhere, if you're going for a program somewhere, you're going to get some help with academics somewhere, people don't want to hear all of that. They really don't. So whatever your little cussing is, keep it to yourself. That's the first thing. I asked one of those kids, you curse like that in front of your mom? They say, yeah, I do sometimes. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. I'm a grandmother. And my kids who have kids don't curse in front of me till this day. So you got to set some boundaries, parents. You got to let your kids know that you're going to always be their parent. And that's on a higher level. They need to lift you up higher. I mean, don't be on the same level with the parents. Lift you up higher. But my kids don't want to obey that, should it ever come to that, they already know. I don't want to hear nothing they've got to say, because respect is respect. So the question is, do your kids respect you? So I went to my little help to a website. It's called empoweringparents.com by Janet Lehman. She's a social worker. I went to that site because it is high time. The parents get a little help. Some of them maybe need some help, don't know you need help. A lot of them kicking and screaming, they don't want help. But their child might be the same child that turned around and hurt them, break into their home, steal what they have worked for, or the neighbor next door. So if your child does not respect you, you have to find ways to change their attitude. You might say, is it too late? I don't think it's ever too late for a willing vessel. If the vessel is willing, it is never too late. But are your children willing? That's the question. When they're in diapers, when they're in first and second grade, that's a great time to sit down with your children and tell them about the things that they need to know going forward. Tell them to speak up when they have something on their heart. Tell them to listen when an adult is speaking in a safe place, because we have crooked adults too now. Back in the day, we were told to respect our elders, but then some of the elders started becoming crooked. But in a safe place, like a school or a church, you know. And then, of course, bring it to your mom and bring it to your dad what was said. Have your child bring it to you or bring it to the dad what was said, so you can validate it for them. They want validation from the people they trust the most, you. Don't laugh at them cussing. Don't laugh at them popping and, what you call that? Yeah, popping and dropping it like it's hot. You know, y'all get all caught up in that sometimes. You know, acknowledge and validate your child when they do something well, do something good, and always tell your child to represent you wherever they go. Again, another child told me today, I respect my parents when I'm with them. Well, no, I said. You need to respect them when they're not with you. Anybody can treat you the way you want to be treated in your faith, but you need to uphold their honor when you're not with them. We're missing out on that peace. The kids pass by me in the morning. They don't know how to say good morning. I give them something. I help them with something. They don't know how to say thank you. We're talking about 12, 13, and some, unfortunately, are 14. They, you know, they're missing out on that teaching element. So anyway, here is what the author of Do Your Kids Respect You have to say. See, can I get through this swiftly? She says, remember that your child is not your friend. That's a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people. I tell my daughter that too. I say, listen, you always want to pal around with Kennedy. She has to always remember that you are not her friend. You are her mother. You should stick closer than a friend. You are her mother. It's not about your child liking you for everything or even thanking you for what you do, because you pay the rent or the mortgage. You buy the food. You buy the clothing. They're using your electricity because you're paying for it every month. They're using your water because you're paying for it every month. So back to what she says. She says it's important to remember that your child is not your friend. Your child is your child. So even out here, whether they're with you, whether they're not with you, they should always, always respect you and uphold your honor. It's important to remember that and tell your child that. Your job is to coach your children, she says, to function effectively in the world and to behave respectfully. That was one of the things that was very important to me. When my child went off the couch 1,000 miles away from me, I wanted to make sure I had equipped her to know how to be God-sufficient first, but then self-sufficient second. If you know you have a little job and you get paid every 2 weeks, stretch out that money, honey. There's nobody that's going to run to your rescue. Stretch it out. So I always want to say this to parents. Instilling your child a sense of strength and understanding that they need to be God-sufficient first and self-sufficient secondly. And they need to understand that there's not going to necessarily be a rescue for them. They got to hold their own. So she says, when you think your child might be crossing the line, a good rule of thumb is to ask yourself, would I let the neighbor say these things to me? Would I let a stranger say this to me? And that's why I'm on my kids in the classroom with like white on rice, because I'm not going to let the neighbor, this child, just say anything to me. I am not going to let any child just say anything to me without having a backlashing for it. I don't want to say backlashing, but a tongue lashing for it. Okay? So when we let kids go, because that's not my issue, that's not my child, it's a life that you have an opportunity to touch, maybe even change. If the answer is no, I'm not going to let the neighbor talk to me that way, then don't let your child do it either. Right? Don't let your child do it either. So that's the first thing she said. All right. And, of course, I like to intertwine my testimony with some of these things to let you know this is the real deal. It's not just in theory. She says, confront disrespect early and often. You have to be, and this is me, you have to be consistent. You can't spank them for, or police don't want you to spank your kid anymore, or the lawmakers. But if you're going to reprimand them for cursing today, reprimand them for cursing tomorrow, and then next week, and then next month, every day to do it. Be consistent. If you're going to reprimand them for sneaking out the house at night, you reprimand them every time they sneak out the house at night. Okay? That's what she said. It's good to confront disrespectful behavior early, if possible. If your child is rude or disrespectful, don't turn the blind eye. Intervene and say, we don't talk to each other that way in this family. Love it. Love it. I totally agree. Giving consequences when your kids are younger is going to pay off in the long run. As a parent, it's crucial that you see your child being disrespectful, to admit it, and then try to nip it in the bud. I don't believe in letting it slide. So when I hear a cuss word, I say, I don't know who you are that just said that, but let me catch you. There will be consequences. They hear that from me all the time. And when they write up on me and I hear them cuss, I say, you better expand your vocabulary and find other words. And so for that, the consequence is you're going to get written up. Or the consequence is I'm going to call your parents and tell them what you said. Or the other consequence is when I'm in a blessing mood to be good to my students, I'm going to pass you right on by because you already know my rule. There must be consequences, guys. There's got to be. Like somebody asked me the other day, why do we have rules? Honey, without rules, it'll be chaos. And with your child don't have guidance, and your child doesn't have consistent reprimand, it's going to be chaos. And then she offers this, parent as a team. Don't let them have one against the other. No, parent them as a team. Well, what did your mom say? She said, I can't have it. Well, I agree with your mom. You can't have it. But what did your dad say? I can't go down the street. Well, I agree with your dad. You can't go down the street. And that's the way parenting should be. Well, let me give you my reasons. Okay, let me hear your reasons. Okay, your reason sounds good, but they're not good enough to warrant you going down the street. And when you come back, you need to know that you're going to hear from your parent if you snuck out that house. All right? Teach your child, she says, well, I didn't go into parent as a team in her words. Her words are this. Make sure one of you isn't allowing the disrespectful behavior while the other is trying to intercede. Exactly. Sit down together and talk about rules and then come up with a plan of action and the list of consequences you might give. Love it, love it, love it. I am doing that right now in my classroom for these children because there's so many of them that think they can gang up on me. I've already nipped that part in the bud. When they do that, I say, okay, am I talking to you? Is your name Rick? No, my name's Larry. Well, I'm not talking to you. It's an A and B conversation. See your way out. So that's how I deal with that ganging up on me stuff. I'm not talking to you. You don't even have an answer I want. So you might as well close your mouth. I hate having to deal with kids like that. I mean, you know, I hate having to talk to them and make them stop talking and close their mouths because they feel they can gang up on the teacher to down. Well, if they'd have caught me, let's just say, 30 years ago, they probably would have been successful. But like I said, I built that muscle. I told you before, when you start getting away with things, you start building the muscle. So I started finding out that my voice mattered. I found out that I had a voice. And I built that muscle. And I kept building that muscle. So the kids that come to my class, they already know she's not going to back down. She's going to always be in my face with that correction. And she's going to always have a consequence. Because that's the way it should be. Teach your child basic social interactions. Teach your child to say please. Teach your child to say thank you. Right? Understand that using manners, just simple excuse me or thank you, is a form of empathy. They need to get that. It teaches your kids to respect others and acknowledge their impact on other people. And the final one, for real, is be respectful when you correct your child. Because respect does go both ways. Right? It does go both ways. She says, when your child is disrespectful, correct them in a respectful manner. You know, I'm like a drill sergeant. I want to get in their face and say, what did you just say? Soldier, what did you say? But I know I can't do that. So I have to say, whatever you just said, make sure you don't say it again. Have to be firm. Okay? So you want, of course, not yell at them and get upset about it. Kyle told me, get out my face, girl. I said, listen, make me. I'm the adult here. I'm not getting out your face because what you said broke my rules, and I have a right to tell you about it. They don't want to be told. So, yes. And I know I can't let it get to my emotional center and get me angry where I'm, you know, just totally fuming and upset, pop a vessel, get an aneurysm, have a heart attack, have a stroke. No, no, no. is not worth it, not at all. But I will be firm and I will be consistent. So getting upset only escalates their disrespectful behavior. And I agree with that. The truth is, if you allow their rude behavior to affect you, it's difficult to be an effective teacher and difficult to be an effective parent. So instead, take your child to the side, give them a clear message of what is acceptable, and you don't need to shout at them. You don't need to embarrass them. However, sometimes I know I embarrass mine because I've told them 10 times already. So by the 11th time, I say, I'm about to call your name right now. So these are things to help us to help the kids. Really, let's help a child. If we see them being disrespectful and exhibiting bad behavior, talking to adults in any kind of way, let's intervene and say something to them, if we feel safe, of course. Finally, before I go, set realistic expectations. I'm not going to go into it. Clarify the limits when things are calm. Discuss disrespect when your child is calm. And don't take your child's behavior personally. Keep those things in mind. Those things are important. That's all I've got. If you want to reach out to me, you can send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Parents, teachers, go to this website, EmpoweringParents.com. And this is a wonderful article by Janet Lehman. She's a social worker, MSW. So listen, get empowered, EmpoweringParents.com. Love you guys. Don't forget. You can reach out to me by email, LorettaReviews@gmail.com, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Love you, Kimmy Kim. Keep up the great work. That's my awesome producer, y'all. And to the entire Elation family, love you guys with the love of the Lord. Till next time, take good care. Bye-bye.
Living life on the edge of expectation. Ever since my life took on a new direction, I've been living life contrary to condemnation. Because God, you had mercy on me. You revealed your son in me. Opened my eyes and now I see. To live my life more abundantly. I'm walking by faith and not by sight, in your power and not my own might, and I live to die, so you can increase and I decrease. You're wonderful, yes you are, tremendous, yes you are, exceptional, yes you are, and I see, but I see so different. walking around.